WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Schubert is most famous for his vocal works. He wrote hundreds of songs. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Schubert's most beautiful vocal music can be found in his lesser-known operas and church music. A new recording of two Schubert masses has just been released, conducted by Robert Shaw. Lloyd has this review.
Schubert's religious music is still among the least known bodies of work by any of the great composers. The two masses on this new Telarch album by Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony come from opposite ends of Schubert's short career, and they exemplify the wonderful characteristics of each of these periods. The Mass No. 2 in G major was written in 1815 when Schubert was 18 years old. That was the year he composed nearly 150 songs, including The Erlking. Melodies just kept pouring out of him in songs and symphonies. The Mass No. 2 is one of the prettiest pieces of church music ever written. Here's soprano Dawn Upshaw, tenor David Gordon, and baritone William Stone in the Benedictus. Schubert wrote this Mass in only 6 days, and unlike his later work, he got to hear it performed almost immediately afterwards. The scale is small, the orchestra consists only of organ and strings, but there's a touching intimacy. Schubert's last Mass, number 6 in E-flat, is another matter. It comes from Schubert's last year, the year of Die Winterreise and Die Schwanengesang, the great C major symphony, the last three piano sonatas, and the profound, heartbreaking string quintet. He was 31. This Mass is on a grand scale, with some of Schubert's most complex choral writing. The orchestra includes winds and brass, no flutes or tubas, though, and timpani. Of course, the music is gorgeous and melodic, but also more searching, with a deeper sense of suffering. Here's the beginning of the powerfully chromatic Agnus Dei, perhaps Schubert's greatest and most explicit plea for mercy.
Thank you.
The soloists are the sublime Benita Valente, mezzo-soprano Marietta Simpson, tenors John Humphrey and Glenn Siebert, and baritone Myron Myers. But the solo voices are far more thoroughly integrated with the chorus in this mass, which means that the largest burden of the performance falls on the conductor. In the case of Robert Shaw, there's no need to worry. The flow of melody is beautifully shaped and heartfelt. The Atlanta Symphony and Chamber Chorus magnificently cover the full range from hushed mystery to full-throated splendor. Shaw's recordings of choral music on Telarc have now garnered no fewer than 10 Grammy Awards, but they are still excellent in spite of that. And this badly needed Schubert album is one of his very best.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Schubert Mass No. 2 and Mass No. 6 on the Telarc label. This is Fresh Air.